In the early 1930s, two sisters lived in their family home in Warwick Road. Their house was one of the first three houses that were built on the street. One of the sisters was Mrs. Clement, a widow. The other was Virgie Garrett, a spinster. Mrs. Clement resembled Dresden china. She was a delicate, refined little lady who walked around town. She was a delicate, refined little lady who walked around town in her Quaker garments with a quiet dignity. Her voice was a gentle lady's. I can still see her in her black dress, the lace collar held erect about her neck by the bone stays. Remember that? Virgie was the opposite. She was a squat, stocky person who walked with vigorous, long steps. As she galloped along the street, her lusty, clear whistle could be heard for a block. The two girls were aunts of Paul Kine, the owner of Knox's Gelatin, a dessert manufactured in Camden. Their house was filled with antiques worth a fortune, but then the furniture and the fittings were just their way of life. Out in the barn, when you entered the structure, it was like you had transported yourself back 100 years. The empty stalls for the horses were there as though the occupants were just out to pasture. The tackle or harness was hanging on the walls, and the collars were there on hooks ready for use. Mrs. Clement often told me how she saw Billy the Kid one day when she was out west. One of her big time cats was named after the bad man. The girls when young frequently walked around with split leather riding skirts, always prepared to ride somewhere. Mama Day told me how when they headed for Schleck's Bakery, they would with no hesitation in their stride, they would put one hand on the top rail of the fence, walk over to cross the field where the Methodist Church now stands to get to the main street and the railroad for their pastry. It was difficult to imagine Mrs. Clement jumping over a split rail fence. Virgie, for years, bought every week a quarter's worth of White Owl cigars, which I always presumed were for the hired man. One day in Newmyer, she let it slip that she had smoked half a cigar every night at bedtime for years. One day, Mrs. Clement told me that I should not go to the dentist too often because her teeth had been ruined by her parents making her go for a checkup too regularly. When she found out I was George Day's son, she told me that she hadn't had her shoes fixed properly since his death. She said, "Oh, Mr. Day, his language was terrible, but he certainly could fix shoes." Mrs. Clement also told me that she always was with intrigue. We might start over again. Mrs. Clement always told me that she was always intrigued when she remembered her honeymoon. She should remember being in a boat riding down the Rhine River in Germany, sipping wine which was made from grapes that had come from the vineyards along the shore. Yes, times have really changed, when a honeymoon used to be remembered as wine drinking time.
Yes, yes, yes.